Today, the church celebrates the Feast of the Holy Family. It's a feast that always causes me to remember. And I'd like to just spend a little time telling you things that I remember and why I did and I did not relate particularly well to this feast. I grew up, as most of you know, I was born in Havana, Cuba. And I remember being a little boy in Cuba. And I remember getting holy cards. I used to go to a Jesuit school called Belén. And whenever you did something right, the prize was a holy card. And one of the holy cards that I most vividly remember is the holy card of the Holy Family. There was Mary dressed in a kind of a blue, deep blue tunic with a white veil, I guess, over her. The sweetest face. And then right next to her, usually sawing in a carpentry shop, was Joseph. And of course, Jesus, dressed in a knee-high robe, was standing there. And it was a beautiful pastel scene of the Holy Family. The reason I open with that is because for many, many years, when anybody would ever speak of the Holy Family, it was always that pastel painting that I would remember. And the more when we came to the United States, I was 10 years old when I came, and things changed. I had a very good mom and dad, very good mom and dad. My mom was super religious, super religious. My dad was a wonderful, quiet man, very reticent. He wasn't a big, you know, rough, tough, macho dude. And what I remember, first and foremost, is that my brother and my sister and I would fight a lot. I mean, knock-down, drag-out fights. I have a younger brother. I'm 69. My younger brother's name is Fernando, and Fernando is 67. And my youngest sister is 63, and her name is Elena. My brother and I would just go at it all the time, and my poor little sister trying to split us apart. And I still remember all those fights with my brother. And I remember mom just periodically, she would cry and say, why can't we be like, and there was some family down the block that she evidently idealized. And why can't we be like them? I say that because at no time ever did I ever think that my family was a holy family. It never crossed my mind that my family was holy. Until I got older. Because when I look back, I see the Holy Spirit present in the Holy Arroyo family. Now, he wasn't present in the way that the pastel painting pictured it. Let me tell you how he was present. I learned to love in that family. I learned that love is not just an easy thing you do. I learned that sometimes there are fights in love. And that as much as you get angry at the people that you live with and your family, there is tremendous depth of love there. And I learned how to love my brother, and I learned how to love my sister. I learned how to forgive. I learned how to receive forgiveness. I learned from my father, his holiness. My father in Cuba was an attorney. When we came to the United States, contrary to the profession of being a medical doctor, you go from one country to the other, you just have to certify because the human body is the same pretty much wherever you go. But not so for laws. And so my father, being an attorney, the first job in the United States that I saw him do was be a janitor. He would get contracts with a company, and he worked in the pier, and he would go in to clean boats for people who had a lot of money. After that, I saw him work for a catering business, delivering meals. And what my father, my holy father, taught me was a tremendous sense of faithfulness and a tremendous humility. I never saw him complain. He could have just spent the time moaning about how fate had turned out. But whenever I think of my father, I think of that he taught me so much about being faithful. He taught me that. And about doing things without complaining. The most coping mechanism that he had was that he used to have scotch when he got home. And my mom would always scream at him because she didn't want him to drink too much, but never got drunk. My mom, my holy mom. My mom was crazy religious. Crazy religious. We thought she was a religious nut. Mom was the typical little old lady that when you see them driving, and you can barely see a little head that sees over the steering wheel. Okay? And she drove like a snail. And all of us were just beside ourselves. She only drove fast on two occasions. The first occasion was when we were late for church. Oh my God. There was no stop signs then. She blew stop signs. She blew the whole thing left and right. And the second one is she was late for the beauty parlor. Those were the two things that were important to Mom. But you know what she taught me? I am a priest today. Because a friend of mine said to me one time, a theologian that I know, he said, faith is caught. It is not taught. My mom, I had to teach her a lot about religion when I became a priest because she had a lot of screwed up understandings. But what she gave me in terms of holiness was her passion for her faith. And God, I was infected by that. She was a horrible cook. She really was. When Mom would cook, see, when we were in Cuba, we had a cook at home. My mom was raised by this maid that was there when my grandmother had my mom, and then the maid was there with us when we grew up. So Mom never cooked. When we came to the United States, of course, we had no maid or anything like that. And so Mom and Dad, who never used to clean the house because their maid did that. In Cuba, it was a different setup. But when we came to the United States, Mom said, okay, I'll clean the house, and Dad would cook. But when it was my mom's turn to cook, we would all offer to chip in to take her out to dinner. It was horrible. But I saw them, the holiness between the two of them. I saw them loving each other. And I didn't get it that I was being taught holiness when that was happening. I still remember Mom, Dad would be sitting there reading the paper sometime in an easy chair, and my mom would jump on his lap, and my father would push her off, and he, in Spanish he would say, "Ay, chica, que no estoy pa viejas. I'm not in the mood for old ladies right now." And Mom would just laugh and laugh, and she would kiss him all over the place, and my dad would feign trying to fight her off. I was being taught holiness, and I didn't know it. I was being taught at every moment of the day the way they got along, and even with my brother and sister when we fought. Both of them are dead now. But when I look back, I no longer think of a holy family in pastels. I think of the way Mom and Dad and my brother and my sister learned how to love. And that's the way it happened. And that's how you should look at holy family. Every single one of your families probably has good times and bad times. Some of there's homes that there's quite a little suffering, quite a bit of suffering. Sometimes there's more good times than bad. Certainly it's probably not an ideal place. Some people suffer in their families. But you know, it really comes down to how you interpret the experiences that you have. There's a great psychiatrist, and I've said this a million times, and you're going to hear it a million times more. Viktor Frankl, who survived concentration camp. And he said, this is tattooed into my head. He said, the ultimate human freedom is the ability to choose the attitude that you will have towards your experiences. Life can make you very bitter, or life can make you tender. And it all depends on the attitude you choose to have towards your suffering, especially. And so, in family life, yeah, every time when I've heard several talks from Pope Francis. And Pope Francis is really funny, because periodically he'll talk about in his family that plates would fly, you know, across the dining room. His mother would throw them at his father or something like that. But he always talks like that with a smile, because he was learning how to love. He was learning how to fight. He was learning how to care even when you're mad at each other. And that's how you learn to be holy. You don't learn to be holy by idealizing something. You learn it because holy means loving. And wherever you learn to love, that's holy. I always remind people what I've said to you probably a million times, and you're sick of hearing it. When I use the word love, it's a choice. Love is not your feelings. Love is how you choose to care with God at the people you live with. How you choose to forgive. How you choose to laugh. How you choose to fight. Do you fight dirty? Or do you fight lovingly? Even though you're angry, do you fight? Did you learn how to fight well with respect? And so on this day of the Holy Family, I just want to commend that to you. I want you to look at your own family with all of its warts, with all of its bad, with all of its suffering. And to remember that that's where you're learning about love. And should you choose, you can also learn about bitterness there. But that's your choice. You can learn about tenderness or you can learn about bitterness. And I know that many families, it's not easy because I see them all. I see the after effects in my office. But life doesn't have to make you become bitter. You can actually use whatever's happening to make you more tender and loving. So on this Feast of the Holy Family, that's a nice statue. But look at your own family. There's probably a lot more holiness in your family than it is in that statue.